It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. And today, I'd like to present our host, Cecilia Dobbs, Walton Public Affairs Specialist with the City of Biloxi. And our program begins, and Cecilia, you've got some insights for us.
I do. Good morning, William. We're recording this edition of the City Desk podcast on Friday, March the 23rd, 2018, at 9:37 in the morning here at Biloxi City Hall. Vincent Krill is off today, so he said I'll be taking the reins. Well, this week, we give a little bit of a recap. This week, Tuesday, the City Council held its second meeting of the month, and Mayor Gillage presented a Happening Now report to the Council. We've talked about this in past podcasts, about the number of projects that will be happening now. Since taking office in 2015, Mayor Gillage has mentioned, researched, and worked towards the progress of many projects. Well, this year seems to be the year that it's all happening. In his report that the mayor gave to Biloxi City Council, he talked about the West Biloxi Boardwalk construction from Veterans to Rodenburg that is underway and looks like it's going to be completed in July of this year. We've opened bids on Keesler Gate Project, Forest Avenue, and into Keesler. Apparent low bidder was Niekase Brothers at $4.8 million. Work is expected to begin soon. Design and right-of-way acquisition continues on Keesler Gate outside from Forest Avenue back to I-110. He also mentioned contracts were awarded for the $1.4 million Wool Market Waterline Project and the $1.9 million Howard Avenue Project. Pre-construction meetings are being scheduled, which that's where, you know, of course, the engineering and the contractors get together and just talk up the plans and then actually set a date to proceed. So those will be happening very soon. The Pops Ferry Causeway, that's very visual. We can see, of course, we've talked about the blue roof on the bait shop. That is nearly complete. A noticeable increase in activity on both the north and south infrastructure projects. Of course, you've seen that south. Now we've started that, and Mayor Gillage has said from the beginning of this project, it's not going to be anything like the north. And before the contractors are able to move to any other areas, they're going to be 75% complete.
And there's going to be a sense of organization this time so that you will be minimal inconvenience to the citizens of Biloxi south of the tracks.
That's correct. Mayor Gillage also mentioned that next up will be two fire stations and a boardwalk from the Palace Casino to Point Cadet Marina. The Sanger Theater is now closed, which I believe we mentioned that last week, so they can prepare for the exterior renovations. And also spring break is coming up. That's going to be April the 13th and 15th here on the Gulf Coast. Planning and additional parking and traffic control is being fine-tuned. And the Biloxi Police Department is working to get additional officers. Now, I know they had asked for, Chief Miller had asked for about 80 officers from outside agencies. They're currently got applications for, I believe, almost 80, if not a little bit more. They're going through the process, looking at them, doing background checks. Even though they are already sworn officers, they still got to go through a process to get them hired to be on the streets. Chief Miller says during spring break, again, April the 13th through the 15th, all those additional officers are going to be along Highway 90. That's where we have the most traffic, and that's where we had issues last year because we had so much traffic in such a little area on U.S. 90. The Biloxi Police Department has released their traffic plan, which, again, we have for every single event. It just has to be tailored a little bit for the events. Where the two inner lanes are going to be for emergency vehicles only. This is just going to help to move the flow of traffic. Last year, one thing that incident they did have is, of course, safety. There were some issues that police and fire had trouble, and I believe he said couldn't even get to respond to some of the emergency calls. And again, that's just because we had so much traffic in such a small area. Which is, I mean, way more than any of the other events that we have in the city of Biloxi. In addition to that, we had the city council approved an emergency alert system, which we're going to call Be Alert.
And it's very innovative, folks. I had a sneak preview of this in the past weeks and updated. So listen carefully. This is a great step forward for all of us here in Biloxi.
Yes, definitely. Like I said, it's called Be Alert. Of course, B for Biloxi, Be Alert. And we're going to implement this for the spring break. Now, through the alert system, all anyone has to do is to text 888-777 and text SPBK, you know, for spring break. And once you do that, you'll get a little message that says, you know, to opt in, and then you click yes, and then what you'll do is you'll receive text message that the city will put out, such as traffic advisory, such as maybe Highway 90 in this area, traffic is backing up, or at 10 a.m., police officers are going to close these service bays, you know. Or we may even do for, like, some of the big events that are at the concerts that are at the Coliseum, we may be able to get reports to say that traffic is a little backed up. It seems like it's taking about an hour to get to the Coliseum, you know, so you can get those alerts on your phone and be where you want to be at the right time.
And very forward-thinking, folks, and I know you'll like this. Definitely you want to click in or opt in because you'll be able to plan your day ahead of time, and this is extremely innovative.
That's right. It's not only for the visitors, but it's also for residents. So maybe you can see the traffic flow of what's going on, you know, because it is going to affect residents getting in and out of their house and people going to work. So this is just something great. Again, it's text 888-777 SPBK to get those alerts.
That's very innovative. So try that. I can't wait till it hits, and maybe we'll have some people interview them. How do they like the response? But you'll be able to map out your day, map out your destination, and if you happen to have plans, you'll know in advance. I mean, it's really a no-brainer and extremely helpful.
It is. We're really excited about this. Okay, I guess we'll just go ahead and kind of wrap up with the events that are happening this weekend in the city of Biloxi. We're going to have our last two Easter events. Starting tomorrow, Saturday the 24th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. will be the Special Needs Egg Hunt. It will be at Heller Park, and it is open to all physically and mentally challenged children and adults and their parents. It's free. You're going to be able to have Easter bags and an Easter hunt. Lunch will be provided. There will be prizes. Again, that's 10 to 1, Saturday, March the 24th. Then later that day at Hiller Park also will be the citywide Easter extravaganza. It'll be open to children ages 11 and younger and their parents. There will be Easter carnival, inflatables, games, egg hunts. Easter bags will also be available for the children. We'll have refreshments. And, of course, the Easter Bunny will also be there. And that will be from 2 to 4 at Hiller Park. And both of these events are free. And as always, all the information is listed on our website at biloxi.ms.us.
You've been listening to City Desk, news and views from City Hall. And our host today was the Public Affairs Specialist for the City of Biloxi, Cecilia Dobbs Walton. This is William Sackett speaking.
Sorry, that's a